Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Claudia Jordan.
Yes, and we're about to get undressed, right? Because there's a lot of things that happened this week. So I'm about to zip some things down, let a little things loose, okay? And we want to talk about, is it a good idea to ban or restrict social media for people under the age of 18. Now, in Louisiana, the lawmakers recently passed a bill that will ban minors under 18 from signing up to any social media apps or games, not just the apps, without permission of somebody like us, a grown person. You know, with our big age, we're allowed to do anything we want. Now, Utah has already done this. Montana has banned TikTok altogether. You can't even go on TikTok if you live in Montana. Is this a good idea to restrict youth because of the screen time? Because I know sometimes we overdo it. Also, has the family dynamic been ruined? Are families more divided today than before? And was this done by design? Is this like a divide and conquer kind of thing? There's something I ran across on Instagram. I want y'all to hear all about it. We have hot topics this week, right, Claudia?
That's right. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. There was some sad news last week, and we have to get into that and much more. And of course, it goes down in the DMs, L'Oreal's DMs, so you don't want to miss that. Mine continue to be sexual harassment type DM. So maybe if I can read it on this podcast, I will. Stick around. You don't want to miss this.
But don't we want to miss?
You don't want to miss the DM.
Claudia, there is a DM where somebody is going in. I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if they're going in on the both of us, just you, just me. I'm not sure, but it has something to do with something that was said on this podcast. All I know is I opened it and I seen curse words, our name, and Brian McKnight. So I was like, okay, let me make sure.
Did Brian McKnight write you?
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't read it. I just kind of like, you know how you scroll through? And I was like, something in here seems like they hate us. Let me bring this to the podcast.
You got to read the whole thing? Oh, please read it on the show.
I'm going to read it. Okay, you just got to stay. You got to stay with us for that. So let's talk about Macy's. One place we'll pull up to is Macy's. Own your beauty, own your style. Join Macy's and the Trevor Project to give a lifeline of support to LGBTQ young people and now during Pride Month. Happy Pride, y'all. So donate online today. You can round up your Macy's store purchases, which is super easy. You could give a couple extra cents, you know, and donate the extra change up to 99 cents. And the Trevor Project, you'll be supporting life-saving suicide prevention services for LGBTQ young people. And donate today, y'all. You'll learn more if you go on over to Macy's.com/purpose, you'll find out about Macy's commitments and you could commit too. So hopefully we can help some young people out there. Good job, Macy's, because that's something we could definitely get behind. And now let's get into, is it a good idea to ban or restrict young people 18 and older from social media? So I do see these accounts from certain people and they have their baby all over social media. Then you have other people that they like cover the baby's faces. And then you'll see like 10-year-olds and they're dancing and they got full pages. And then you got other kids that are not even allowed to have TikTok or anything till they're like 16. So it's really preference at this point, right? But then there's also laws being put into place. Now, Louisiana, they passed this bill. It said, if you're 18, you can't sign up to none of this stuff, right? The bill is wanting to be signed by the governor of Louisiana to make it a law. Now, Utah, they did this. Montana, I told y'all, they banned TikTok in the entire state. Now, with other things children are being exposed to, do you think, Claudia, it's a good idea to shield them from some things like social media, or are they infringing on the minors' rights? Like, is this just like innocent? Should this be something that kids should be able to do?
I'm going to call cap on these governments that are banning TikTok because the reason is they're so concerned about the safety of these kids. These are all in red states that are very pro-gun. Y'all refuse to make any changes to your gun laws, but you want to take away TikTok. Make it make sense. If you really cared about kids, okay? If you really cared about kids, you'd raise the age of consent for sex, right? A lot of these red states also have these super young 16-year-old, you know, the age of consent, because they're okay with messing with little young kids. They don't make a big deal out of going after these pedophiles. They don't do anything about the gun law, the guns just in the school shootings. But yet you want to worry about TikTok. I just feel like they lie and say, it's for the kids. There's nothing worse you can do to a kid than murder them. So I just feel like if they were in line with that across the board, I would believe it more. But I feel like it is infringing on freedom of speech. And we're getting more and more like some of these countries that we talk trash about. Like before, I remember America was like the land of the free. This should be, we're taking more, this should be an in-house decision, parents and kids. It should be a family issue. It shouldn't be a government issue where they impose and say, you can't do this until you, I think it's whack. I think it's
why. FYI, we've never been free. That's a brainwash. That's to make you think. And don't get me wrong. I understand that there are strict laws in place at other places. You can't even damn hold hands in certain places in different countries. I get that. Land of the free, as we say you're going to be, is what it should have been. And land of the free if you're white. You know, there's a lot of stipulations around that. I do. If you land of the free, if you have money, land of that will set you free. If you can pay us enough money, you could do stuff wrong and everything. But I will say this, right? Definitely is something to get you from to look at what's going on for real with everything from the voting rights. Like they'll slide that in and they try to bring back slavery, but then they're banning TikTok, right? So it's just kind of like things that create outrage for no reason. And how do you know that I'm not on TikTok and saying I live in New York? Like, you're going to go in my house and take my phone and be like, I'm in Montana and take me to jail? You're not. But I do think this. Social media is detrimental to a lot of things. And it's ruined a lot of things. If you want to limit everybody's usage, I think we should. There are some things on social media that I feel like is brainwashing, even with the fact that me saying like, Claudia, you saw those new Nikes? And then when I look on social media, every ad is Nike. You know, like that does attest to something like that. And that can be dangerous for a child. I do think it should be a limit, a time limit at least, if you're going to keep them on there. And then it's scary with these people. Like, I know as a grown person, if the comments and stuff could get to me to the point where I'm like really defeated through the day, imagine a child bullying, child molesters that jump in these comments, that go in these DMs. And I know you could put restrictions, but they make fake pages. It is scary because I remember back in the day we had the chat rooms and that was scary enough. But think about now the access that you could get to these people. It's scary. It is scary.
There's definitely some pitfalls and some negatives to it. I also am skeptical because the last few election cycles, young people have been really making the difference. And a lot of young people tend to lean more left, more liberal, more democratic. And then these red states, they want to limit the use of social media, where a lot of people are getting the message across about voting and politics and being more involved through social media. So all of a sudden, you also have states that want to raise the voting age of youngsters to like 21. They want to make it harder for you to vote through college. So I kind of give a side eye when they say, it's for the kids. Is it really? Or is it a bigger thing? Is it a bigger play? Is it kind of getting ready to set up the 2024 election? You know, because TikTok and Instagram and Snapchat has been a very powerful tool for young people to use in getting involved in the political process and getting the word out. Barack Obama is the one that blew it up. He really did a good job with like having a good team to utilize social media, and it really brought the young people out. And now it's not just 70 and 80 year old white people voting. It's young black and brown kids and all nationalities. And I don't think the right likes that. So the fact that this is all happening in red states, I look at it as a bigger play. I do. I don't think they care about kids and sex trafficking at all.
But they really changed everything around. Like, even remember when the pandemic happened and you would put up facts where they'll be like, you know, don't get this because da da da, or Dr. Sabi said alkaline vegetables, and they're like, this is not valid information, or they started taking stuff down. That's what scares me in social media, because it's like you're creating a narrative and you're eliminating anything else or anybody that goes against it. So that's what's kind of scary to me. And that information, like with us, right? You get information out of an encyclopedia back in the day. That was encyclopedia. Like the internet, you, who knows? Like I said, the internet as a whole, like forget at, to a certain age. I do feel like that this is a distraction. Yes, what isn't at these points? But the fact of the matter, if we're talking about children and social media, like I would be cautious with my child on social media. I do think, like, if you look at Blue Ivy Carter and you look at Northwest, there is a big difference. The way the media is talking about this little girl like she's a grown woman, I don't even like that. You know what I mean? Like, Blue Ivy doesn't have all that stuff, and she still seems like a little girl to me. And not to say that Northwest isn't, but they're like turning her into like a celebrity. Meanwhile, Blue Ivy is on stage dancing with her mother, and we're still like, oh, little Blue Ivy. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's a lot. But when you see her dancing on TikTok with Ice Spice, it looks a little grown. And I just wouldn't want any man looking at my daughter. Like, it's scary. I don't know.
It goes back to the difference in parenting, though. You know what I mean? Like, my brother has two daughters, and they would control things, and they would be very involved in their kids' lives. You can't just let kids go on there and just do whatever. But I don't think the government should be doing it. You know, I don't think the government should.
That's like a parenting thing. You're right. You're right. That shit, like, they need to worry about guns in schools, and how come these teachers are not getting paid, but you are, and you don't do anything but corrupt government stuff and, you know, not do anything to build up the communities. You worrying about this? That is
getting
with the
TikTok is being your priority is wild to me. You worry about TikTok. You should be worrying about why we have more mass shootings than days of the year so far in 2023. That's what y'all should be worrying about.
And they're not. They're trying to, like you said, they're putting gun laws into play that allow it to be more people to buy guns and more people to have guns.
Florida and Texas, like, oh my God, we had another mass shooting. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sign a bill to make guns available to everybody now. What?
Mm-hmm, like in Georgia. Okay, so let's talk about the family dynamic. Do you think it's been ruined? So I came across a post that was on Instagram, and it was about family. I thought it was really interesting. Check it out.
I saw this thing on TikTok where it was like, if you get the woman out of the house and working, then you're going to increase the tax because girls are making more money now. And so they're taxed more. So the governments are making more money. And then you're killing two birds with one stone because now you're separating the man and the wife. So the man has less authority over the wife and they're more separated. They're not as bonded. They're not as close together. And then you also send off your kids to school. So the family is separate. And when the family is independent, the family is not strong. They're easier to control. They're easier to manipulate. And the government makes more money off of it. So the idea of me working really hard, making a bunch of money, keeping my wife at home, keeping us close, and then she's with the kids, she's close to the kids, and she's programming the kids. The government does not like that because the government does not get to push what they want to my kids.
For sure.
They make less money because my wife doesn't work, and we're just stronger and more resilient towards them. They don't like that. So that's what I've heard.
Makes sense to me.
You think so? We've been programmed to have like these two household incomes. Do you think it's by design?
It's definitely not helping the people. You know, look how unhappy everybody seems like. And I wish to see more of those family units, strong family units, producing healthy, mentally stable children, happy wife, happy husband. It seems like everyone's miserable. They're on drugs. They're going to do a mass shootings. They're committing suicide. We're in a weird place. And I don't know. I'm not sure exactly how the government does benefit from that. But we the people got to take our power back. We got to get back to a place where we get back to like the old school values and, you know, family units being solid and strong. We're raising daughters that are insecure. There's no dad around. Sons that are weak and feminine. And we're going down a bad path, I think.
But that's why I do think things like the social media thing is important. You got to be careful what you're pouring into your mind and your children's mind as well, right? Because the whole point of divide and conquer is because something has to get programmed in your mind that this is right and this is wrong. So if me, the parent, is teaching you that this is right, and then you go to school and learn that this is right, that means I'm wrong and now you're against me. So that's how you break up the household no matter what. So like, for instance, me and my mother got into an argument over the vaccination. Right now, that's because I'm being taught one thing and she is learning another. She knows from church is this. I know from this is that. I know from speaking to Dr. Fauci. You get what I'm trying to say? Who's right? But we both have views on certain things. And it's like, if had maybe my mind not been over here and hers over, we would be on the same page, right? So that's the whole thing. The family is supposed to be together no matter what the decision is. So even if they're all wrong, this is just the family. The family moves together as a unit. This is, you get what I'm trying to say? That's it. So when you're all in different places, you're all in different mindsets, you're all in different, that it is a division. And then as far as when it comes to making less, because the government is making less, right? But they charge everything so expensive, so they're forcing you out of the home. So those days where the wife could stay maybe home and teach the kids instead of sending them off to school that teaches them almost nothing that they need to know besides social skills, you know, but you can learn that amongst cousins if you have a big enough family. So that's what I'm saying. There's so many things. Because what are you teaching in the schools right now that, or what can I remember being taught in the schools that I'm still utilizing to this day? It's not a lot. You know, they should have taught us taxes and how to do our taxes. They should have taught us how to build a business. We shouldn't have had to wait until college to learn this stuff. This is common stuff that you need to know just as a citizen of the United States. So it should be taught to you young. Instead, you're set up to fail. So it's kind of like these things that they're pushing in your mind is molding your children. And it's you get what I'm trying to say, instead of yourself.
The whole school system program needs to be totally revamped. I mean, we spent time talking about a goddamn isosceles triangle, okay? Or
that's what I'm saying.
A rectangle.
Crazy.
Or whatever, but then you get out of school and it's like, okay, how do I balance a checkbook? What's interest?
No, what do you really learn? What do you learn? Credit? You learn how to be in a system, right? You know what school could get you really prepared for? You ready for this? Jail. You know how
I
know?
In the military.
Because how is it not the same? That bell ring, you get up, you go to the next thing, you go to mess hall, you're holding the tray. It's the same thing. You're being conditioned to be inside. And then remember when they took recess away. Don't talk about that. That's jail. Look at the same thing. You're in jail. So that's what they're designing us to do, everything they want us to do. I don't see nothing wrong with what this man is saying. And you can't be, it has to be a two-income household because you can't afford for it to be one. So you and your wife are always going to be on different pages because she's stressed out and trying to raise the kids. You still thinking she's supposed to just be raising the kids, but she's working a full job. You get what I'm trying to say? Like,
She can't be soft and tend to your sexual needs. You're frustrated. You go cheat on her. You have a side baby. Now you have a whole nother issue. There's a whole bunch of stuff
because
going on.
There's extra women out there. Anyway, so whatever he said, I get what he's saying. We have been being programmed. And do you think we are losing the traditional family dynamic? Like, how can we get that back? Can we ever get that back? Or is this just it?
I think it's a pendulum. You know, like the 70s and the 50s and 40s, they were really conservative. Then we swung all the way around 70s and 80s and we were like wilding out. Then 90s, we came back conservative. And here we are now in the 20s, wilding out again. I think we hit a rock bottom and there's no other place to go but the other direction. I hope, I pray, because I'm tired of how we are in a race to the bottom and how disgusting society has become. And humans are just being disgusting right now. We're in a disgusting era right now. I'm over it. Aliens, come get me.
You better be careful what you ask for, okay?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Anyway, so let's get into some hot topics. One, oh my God, my boy, man, YFM Lucci, that's my guy. He's going to be heading to trial. I hope everything goes well for him. He rejected a plea deal. The DA recommended 20 years for a guilty plea. YFM Lucci decided to take it to trial and not take that plea deal for 20 years. So he's been in jail now for 2.5 years. They're saying that there was a shooting. He was in the car. This is allegedly. And that somebody in the car with him got shot. Apparently that person died. So someone in the car threw the person out of the car. They're saying that person was YFM Lucci. That's what the reports are saying. That a witness is saying that they saw it be him. But that's the only evidence they have on him is a witness that's saying that, you know, he did it. So he's, like I said, been in jail for 2.5 years. Now, you know, on the flip side, you have like Gunna, who said, yeah, this is what it is. I'm going to take a plea and this is what it is. And, you know, everybody called him snitch and this is that and the third. So now with YFM Lucci, he's going to trial. He's going to fight them. He's saying, that's not me. I did not do this. And I'm coming home. The plea is 20. If he loses, he's going to get a long ass time.
That's what not a it? Good position. I really can't speak much on this because I'm 50, so I haven't been following this like that. But was it one witness that said they saw him shoot someone in the car? Or was it more than one witness?
I just know that they have witness. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think he knows either. That's like the whole point of trial, right? You don't find that out until you actually go to trial. So,
but he must be really adamant about it if he was willing to turn down. Well, the plea, that's not a good plea. 20 years. So he's been in there for 2.5 years. So he must be pretty adamant about sticking to his guns. Well, I hate to use that word, but sticking to his guns about this. So I hope he is innocent. But who did it? The person that is the witness?
It wasn't me. I don't know. Like, I don't look. If I ain't did it, I don't care who did it. It wasn't me. You get what I'm trying? Somebody did it, but it wasn't me.
Here's
like,
my thing.
I shouldn't know who did it either.
If I didn't do it and if I'm in the car and someone got killed in the car and it wasn't me, forget all this no snitching thing. Snitching, that's not the right definition.
How you know
snitching
I was in the car?
I'm saying he was in the car with them, right? And someone got killed and
he
got
thrown
out, right?
That's how you know I was in the car. That's what I'm saying. He didn't get caught in the car. They're saying he was in the car. Like, it's not like the cops pulled the car over. They're saying that they seen him throw the person out the car, but I think the car was in his name or something. I'm not sure. I don't know the details. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think the details are all going to come out in court. It's just kind of like this YWM Melly. They accused this other. It's another kid that's on trial actually right now. And they're accusing him of killing his two best friends. And he's been sitting for quite some time. They said he did a song about it and did a video about it afterwards. But there's so many things that's all they said, right? Just like with this case, it's kind of like they're accusing Lucci of throwing his body out. But then we didn't find anything out till now. The trial's going down. YNW Melly, okay? And now the details are coming out with him. Another rapper is now involved. And they're saying, like, he picked him up, but he didn't know about it. It's crazy, but like, imagine like being accused of killing your two best friends and you're saying you didn't do it, but now they got all this evidence that's like, oh, he sent a Snapchat that said it's done, like that was deleted. And it's like they're finding all these things. And like, I wouldn't have thought that they could find a deleted Snapchat message. You know what I mean? Like, but you never know the evidence that they have. But if they're going to trial, just know on both sides, they feel strongly about whatever case they have. So hopefully Lucci did not do this and he will be back on these streets. And if not, may God bless his soul. So let's move on and talk about Jocelyn, man. How long is she going
to
be on these streets? She beat everybody
up.
She beat everybody up in the Floyd Mayweather fight. I mean, think about it, though. This has been since remember the other show she did where she was fighting the girls?
Yeah,
it was her own show, Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Cabaret, yeah. I'm tired of her. I'm no Jocelyn fan, and I've made no secret about it. She's a pretty girl. She's funny as hell. I'm just not here for Jocelyn and her shenanigans. I think she's such a, she's a waste of a funny, pretty person. She's an attractive woman when she has a mouth shut. she's funny and she's charismatic, but the bullying stuff and the beating people up, like, you have a daughter now. I was really hoping that motherhood would really change her into less of an animal, but I think she just behaves like that. And y'all can come for me if you want to for calling her that, but I don't know what else to call this woman. Fighting all the time, allegedly coked out, just violent all the time. Like, this is the image you're pushing. But she gets rewarded for it constantly. So why would she stop? Whatever the reason was for y'all fighting, whatever. But when other people got involved, including men, that's where...
What was the reason? Where, I didn't know the reason.
I think Big Lex was online talking trash to Jocelyn. Like, she had some words for her. She definitely did. I'm not going to take that away from her. She was like, you know, pull up. I got a guy for your guy.
She was saying that she wanted to fight her.
She's like, I got a guy for your guy. And you know, it'll be even. And then when she goes to a Zeus event with Jocelyn with no security, which I didn't think that was the best idea. Of course, Jocelyn is going to see her and the cameras are rolling. Why would she not do something? This is Jocelyn's brand to make people bleed and to fight.
Well, so I do think that when you know people act like this, that they shouldn't be allowed on television shows. I think the narrative should be changed when it comes to Black, Hispanic women, whatever the case, women of color. And it shouldn't be that we fight and act crazy. And I really blame College Hill because you knew what you were doing when you got her on the show. I know they probably hyped her up, the producers. Let's act like they didn't play a part, the production company. I'm confused at how, like, people, and I know you don't get along with this woman, but I mean, I'm just going to say NeNe, like how you can make NeNe look like such the worst person. And all she does is argue, you know, and then you have.
Well, no, she took a hit at that cameraman who said supposedly his tooth was knocked out. But she's nowhere near the level of a Jocelyn.
Yeah,
she did.
I've never seen her fight no Black woman or a woman of color or even a white woman on television.
It's been her word.
Not to say
it's
okay for her to hit a man or anything, but I just don't know about that situation. Mm-hmm. But Jocelyn is a repeated offender and constantly puts her hands on people. And agreed. This is not the first time. This is not going to be the last time. And I think it is rewarded, like you said, when you put it on the forefront, you put it on a pedestal, you constantly promote it, you put it on a blog, and she's going to continue to get money for putting her hands on people until maybe somebody is tired of using hands, or maybe they get so scared because they don't use hands that they use a weapon. And then, I mean, what are people going to be saying then? Because you're kind of putting her in a position to do this and glorifying it. So I think it's disgusting. If I have to fight ever again, hopefully it'll just be because it's for my life. And you get what I'm trying to say? I never would want to just be walking down the street and be like, oh, time to fight. Like, I just feel too old for that.
And it's like, at what point, like, listen, people disrespect us all the time, okay? Me and you we catch a lot of disrespect online for being opinionated.
I mean, not to my face, though. I will say that.
No, like, of course, not to our faces, but they do it. And so Jocelyn is like, she's so reactionary. And I think people that have low emotional EQs, they react to everything.
People more than she gets disrespected.
Oh, I know that. I'm not listen. I am not defending nobody's job.
No, but what I'm saying is she can't use that as an excuse, is that she felt disrespected because she constantly disrespects people.
Right. No, she's very disrespectful. My point is, at some point, Jocelyn, you're now a mother. You have a young, cute little girl that looks up to you, that's gonna be that she's, you know, you have custody of that kid now after having some issues before. So with that being said, I'm not talking bad about your kid. I'm just saying you have more at stake now. So maybe try not to be so reactionary and stop being so disrespectful to others. And then you also having to meet every disrespectful thing or every comment with a fight. It's played. And I'm surprised that people still eat this stuff up. Are y'all not tired of seeing Black women fighting? I will say this. Now, you mentioned NeNe and the Housewives.
Our life we had to fight.
With the exception of Portia, who got violent several times on the show, for the most part, what made that show great was funny shade that never went violent. It was just like across the table with a glass of wine. Oh, well, you did this, and you'd be like, ooh. It never really got too many times to the point of throwing hands. Now, we take Jocelyn, any little thing, looking at her crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're the greatest at this, and NeNe will deem herself like one of the greatest of reality TV, it's for your words. It's not
for your words.
If you, if we're talking about, go be a boxer, Jocelyn, please. Because clearly this is not a fair situation because you're a boxer MMA. Going against people that are using their mouth.
I told when I hosted the couple of reunions with Zeus and when I did the Bobby I Love You Purr reunion, I made a statement at the end of the show. And I was like, listen, y'all, I was really looking forward to when the first gay people of color dating shows. And I think a lot of y'all fumbled the bag by making this about fights. I said, when I did reality, no one really remembers. It ain't about the fights. It's about the one-liners that you get off, the clever things that you say that goes on a t-shirt that makes you trend. A fight at this point is so common. It's not even like ooh, that was so interesting. It's low-hanging fruit. You're acting like cavemen and animals. That doesn't take anyone smart or brilliant to fight. But when you get someone together with their words and that shit is funny and memorable, they're going to remember you. People still say, who going to check me, boo? People still quote from Sheree. They still quote NeNe, oh, child of the ghetto. They still quote Kenya, don't come for me unless I send for you. They don't repeat. They don't keep talking about the fights. So they
will always remember you are a non-mother factor before I even remember with the fights and I hate when it gets to the fighting parts. Like it's like, all right, it's not even
embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Just like with the whole situation, like we said, with College Hill.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to get up out of here. I am going to read this DM really quickly, though. I wasn't going to, but I mentioned it. So why not? So as I'm reading it really quickly, it's actually all just nasty towards me.
Really?
Yeah. So it's about the Brian McKnight situation. And you listen to any the past episodes, you know that we said something about you and him and how he told you the questionnaire. He wanted you to fill out the 50 question questionnaire. And all that good stuff. So we got to talking about him and his kids. And, Brian McKnight Jr. just recently spoke out because people were telling him to change his name. And he's like, no, that's my son's name, too. Like, what do I look like changing my name? Because my dad ain't do what he's supposed to be doing. So anyway, here goes. Brandon D. His name is. Now, mind you, this is so funny because I just want to say that last episode, we talked a lot about race. So he says, shut the F up. You don't know a damn thing about Brian McKnight's kids, calling them ungrateful turds, which I never said that. Did I ever say that?
No,
absolutely
you never said that.
Never said that. I was actually defending the kids and said that he was wrong because how can you just go turn around and make another child named Brian McKnight? So therefore, you're an idiot that doesn't listen. He said, shut the F up, you Hispanic B. You're not black, bitch. Shut the F up. Your voice is annoying. Brian McKnight is an abuser. You're trying to defend him. Again, are we talking about the same L'Oreal?
What show was he listening to? What show was
Why are you talking about black issues, you bitch? Annoying bitch. Why are you listening to my podcast? If you don't like me or my voice.
If my voice annoys you so much, why would you do this to yourself? So Brian, is his name Brian? What's his name?
His name is Brandon.
I don't like cigarettes. So guess what? I stay away from them at all costs. I don't like crack. So I don't go around crack houses. I don't like roaches. So I don't put myself in position to be around roaches. If you don't like the voice, the silky, smooth, soothing voice of Miss L'Oreal starring L'Oreal from The Morning Hustle and many other shows, then maybe you are the dumbass for putting yourself in position to be around something you can't stand so much.
Come on now. Maybe you had to go and search the show to listen to it. Okay. And then you went on my social media to further enjoy me. Seek help immediately. We're going to get out of here. The Undressing Room podcast. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe. Claudia, where can they follow you at?
On social media, on Instagram, I'm mostly on there at Claudia Jordan. And go to my Facebook page, Claudia Jordan, the real Claudia Jordan. I'm actually going to start building that audience and go live more often because you can get a nice check over there at Facebook. So please come over to my Facebook. We're going to go live more often.
And you can follow me at Stupid Hispanic.
That's what I call you. That's how I have you saved my phone, L'Oreal. Stupid Hispanic bitch.
Oh my God. Definitely a black woman. So be clear when you talk to me. Anyway, you can follow me at Starring L'Oreal, S-T-A-R-R-I-N-G. L-O-R-E-L. And we're gonna get out of here. Let me put my blazer back on, my hoodie, and put my hood up and go to this dude's hood and set it off. Like Cleo, like you, Cleo, right?
I'm apparently I got Cleo in my room right now.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. Undressing Room Podcast.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.